Well, take your Bibles and turn with me to John 21. I want to share with you three verses and then from different passages, and then we'll draw them together. John 21, if we come to verse 17, we find the story here of Jesus after the resurrection. And he is meeting with Peter. And Cheryl, I just got your message from 12:05, whenever it was you sent it. Peter had betrayed his Lord. He was the one that says, if all betray you, I will never betray you. And then he was the first one to do it. So when he said to the rest of the disciples, I go fishing, I have a sense that he meant, I can't do this disciple stuff anymore. I'm going to go back to fishing. But Christ meets with him and then says to him, well, let's go back to 15. So when they had dined, Jesus had fixed them a meal, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Not more than these disciples, more than these fishing poles, more than these fishing nets, more than Bertha, your fishing ship. He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. I have a job for you. You see, I need you, fallible, frail as you are, to take up the feeding of my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. What we don't read in the English here is that he's going between two words here. Christ is using the word agape, the concept of true Christian love, and Peter is admitting to phileo, the common brotherly love. And so he says, do you have the agape love? He says, you know, I have the phileo love. Do you have the agape love? You know, I have the phileo love. The third time he says to him, verse 17, Simon, son of Jonas, do you even have the phileo love? He moves down to that level. And that's why it says Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, do you have even that level of love for me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And he uses the same word. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Then he says unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. When thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. And verse 19 is the one I want you to notice. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. The stretching forth of the hands, the being tied, sounds very much like crucifixion. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. John Calvin said concerning this verse, Christ here explains what was the design of that prediction of a violent death. It was that Peter might be prepared to endure it. As if he had said, excuse me, since you must endure death by my example, follow your leader. If you'll turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul speaks about suffering. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, recognizing that it's the Apostle Paul speaking here, and all that he had suffered, it's rather interesting that in verse 17, 2 Corinthians 4:17, he says this, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us in heaven a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Light affliction versus the weight of glory, the momentary affliction for an exceeding and eternal glory. John Trapp says, "If our dear Lord did not put these thorns into our bed, we should sleep out our lives and lose our glory." We need some thorns. Affliction calls us, as the angel to Elijah, "Up, thou hast a great way to go." So don't get discouraged with the light, momentary affliction. People's New Testament note says, "Bearing the cross weaves an eternal crown. Sorrows endured for Christ's sake prepare for eternal joys." And the third verse is Habakkuk 3:19. If you can get there real fast, finding Habakkuk isn't usually the easiest book to find. We'll be going through it. Jeb takes us through the minor prophets. But Habakkuk 3:19 says this, "The Lord God, Jehovah God, is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet." That's the deer, the goats that are leaping up on the mountain top, and you're saying, "How in the world can they do that without rubber shoes?" "He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places," the difficult places. And Albert Barnes says this, "Yet though this strength is inward and used by man, still God who gives it himself guides it. Not man shall direct his own ways, but he will make me to walk, as on a plain way, upon my high place. Steep and slippery places and crags of the reeks are but ways to the safe height above, to those whom God makes to walk on them. And since he has passed all things earthly, what are his high places but the heavenly places, even his home? Even while a pilgrim here, but now at the end, much more his home. When not in hope only, but in truth, he is raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Putting them all together, let me say this, that Christ is leading you along the high road. But on that high road, there are ups and downs. In the distance, you can see the majestic mountains glistening in the sunlight, heavenly mountains. You long to reach those peaks, but you dare not take shortcuts that seem like my mother was always looking on the map when we were traveling out west on our vacation, and she'd say, "I think I found a shortcut." And after one of those shortcuts took us on a dirt road that was traveled almost exclusively by speeding semi-trucks, we always made a personal joke about my mother's shortcuts. Dangerous places to go. So don't take shortcuts. Your assignment, like Peter, is to follow Christ, allowing him to direct your path. Let the heights beckon you onward, but stay close to him. Learn to trust him when things go wrong and you experience unpleasantness. Difficulties highlight your dependence on him. Trusting acceptance of trials brings blessings that far outweigh them all. Trust does not falter when the path becomes rocky and steep. Stay all the closer to your Lord.